This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. From Amos chapters 6 and 7, Leroy explores what it takes for us to be used by God in a special way. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
What does it take to be used by God in a special way? An exceptional IQ? Or a theological education? Listen as the prophet Amos describes his background in Amos chapter 7, verses 14 and 15. I was neither a prophet nor a prophet's son, but I was a shepherd, and I also took care of sycamore, fig trees. But the Lord took me from tending the flock and said to me, Go prophesy to my people Israel. His background? He was a plain country boy, engaged in country work, gathering figs and following the flocks. He was not trained from childhood as Samuel, or born to the work of a prophet like Jeremiah. No, his background was completely different. But in spite of his humble background, God had a job for Amos. When God told Amos what it was, he got right at it. He did not waste time complaining about his lack of training in the art of prophesying, like the disciples of Jesus Christ, who were ignorant and unlearned men in the eyes of the religious leaders, Amos heard the word of God and obeyed. He had to trust the Lord to give him the ability and wisdom he needed for the task. Now, Christian, in light of all that, let me ask you a question. What's your excuse? Do you lament your background and excuse yourself from active participation in the gospel of Jesus Christ because you've had no or little religious training? Amos had none. Many years ago, when I was a freshman at Northwestern College in Minneapolis, I attended a weekend Navigator conference and heard Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, speak on vision. In his message, he stressed the fact that anyone could make a serious impact on this world. Those of us listening knew that Dawson Trotman had impacted the lives of people literally around the world. There were people in Europe, Asia, Africa, South America, all over the world who were serving Christ because of him. And those of us listening also knew that Doss Trotman was a truck driver. He was driving a truck for a lumber yard when God touched his life through some Bible verses he had memorized. And from that point on, Doss obeyed the Lord and moved ahead. He never sat around bemoaning the fact that he had never attended college or seminary. He studied hard, learned from others, and put into practice what he had learned. What kind of background does it take to serve God effectively? Whatever kind you have. Christian, if God is calling you to serve Him, then say yes and get started right where you are today. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. You'll find Daily Walk a valuable aid in growing strong as a Christian. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Join us tomorrow for a penetrating look at spiritual starvation in a land of plenty, on Daily Discipleship.